This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea to call me with whatever it is that's on your mind at this juncture of your life. This is kind of a meaningful day because at midnight tonight, do you guys know about this? We're going to do a leap second. Do you know about that, Manny? You probably do.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah. It's because the Earth, the clocks that are all timed to the atomic clocks, basically, I think the Earth is, it's probably slowing down a little bit, except that may not be the case. It's either slowing down or speeding up, what can I tell you, one or the other. So at midnight tonight, they have to add a second, so mm-hmm. It's going a second forward, yeah. So let's see, the Earth speeds, so apparently the Earth is spinning a little bit faster than it did, which is good. There's a difference between how fast the Earth spins and the official world time. So the extra second. Actually, if they're adding a second, they would leap backward, because that's how you add one, right? If you're subtracting one, you leap forward. So they're adding it, so that means that they'll hold the clock for just a second, right? They go backward one, because that's how you'd add it, right?
I think so. Yeah.
They're saying it's a major interruption because there are a lot of systems that aren't prepared to handle the second. last time in 2012, which they do this every three years. That's kind of scary. That Mozilla, Reddit, Gawker, LinkedIn, Foursquare, and Yelp were all caught and went a bit wrong. In Australia, more than 400 Qantas flights were delayed. That must have been fun, as staff were forced to switch to manual check-ins. There's some concerns that the stock exchanges and financial markets could be affected when the time is added. But they're doing it Sunday night, I think. Oh, no, midnight tonight. Midnight tonight. So I guess that tomorrow our program will start a minute earlier.
A second earlier.
Yeah, a second earlier. So that should be kind of fun. See what happened. Maybe that's what's going on with my computer right now. Who knows what's going on with my computer. My computer just every once in a while says, okay, I'm not going to play. 1 second is not an insignificant amount of time, but it's worth being diligent about. You probably aren't going to see the change even if you watch your clock. That'd be kind of fun, everybody sitting in front of their clock at midnight. Most digital clocks are set by radio time signals, dun, 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 which don't show seconds. So we're probably not even going to notice. You're probably going to notice that the last minute was a second longer. Now, I have a digital clock somewhere. Which is based on GMT. So you'd see 23:59:60 for 1 second. So that makes sense, all right?
Mm-hmm.
There we go. It says it's called the leap second. It began in 1972. Normal irregularities in the Earth's rotation cause the time according to the sun and the time according to our atomic clocks to drift apart. The leap second ensures that they can stay in line with each other. They said, why can't we just ignore it? Well, but they're saying over 6,000 years, you might disagree by an hour. I could wait. After 72,000 years, they might disagree by 12 hours, and midday, according to our atomic clocks, would take place at midnight. Having just been jet-lagged out of my skull, I am not in favor of that. Over the course of a year, our clocks can disagree with the sun by as much as 15 minutes, and nobody notices. Well, it depends whether you're awake at night or not. All right, so I thought one of the things we'd ask on Facebook is what's the most meaningful time you've ever spent, which is kind of finessing a little bit. There's also kind of an alarming study out today for all of you who are, let me see if what I've been told about thirst is the same as everybody's been told about thirst, which is by the time you're thirsty, you're already dehydrated. Had you been told that?
I've never been told that, no.
Because I have. Okay. The idea being that that you really need to hydrate so you don't get thirsty, because once you're thirsty, your body is already in dehydration. Well, apparently, whoever told me that is just full of too much water. And it turns out that I know that there's something called hyponatremia, which is basically that you can basically dilute the electrolytes in your body enough that basically, for example, your kidneys can't secrete all the water, and it can dilute the electrolytes enough so that it can actually stop your heart and stuff like that. So it's kind of dangerous. There's a new guideline that says drink when you're thirsty. So it's kind of like the Woody Allen movie, that things change every 20 minutes. It says using the innate thirst mechanism to guide fluid consumption is a strategy that should limit drinking in excess and developing hyponatremia while providing sufficient fluid to prevent excessive dehydration. I know I am very salt sensitive, so I'm always drinking a lot of water, which means I'm quite often in the ladies' room. But, I mean, part of it is I've always been taught that by the time you're thirsty, you're already in serious dehydration, so you shouldn't do it. So there you go. You're not supposed to drink until your urine is clear. And you're not supposed to drink on a prescribed schedule. Apparently, the people who are most susceptible to this are athletes, are high-performance athletes, which certainly would not include me. But having said that, though, that I've always been taught that when you're thirsty, you're too far gone. So another theory bites the dust. There we go. Alrighty, let's see what today in history looks like, assuming that I could make my computer work, which I can't right now. All right, so I guess we'll talk about something else. I could give out the phone number because that doesn't require my computer. My computer is just crazy today. 855-993-7569 is the time to call me today or any particular day. And I will just, are there just days where it's kind of like you've washed your hair and you can't do anything with it? And I've washed my computer and I can't do anything with it. I didn't wash it, honestly, but I know not to put it underwater. All right, so I'm just going to have to chuck a jive for a minute. I had a choice last night to see either Magic Mike or The Terminator. It's that time of year, folks. It's summer, blockbuster, stupid movies. Oh, and I did look up to see which movie had between Jurassic Park and Inside Out had done best, because when I looked at it on Friday, they were running neck and neck, and it turns out that Jurassic Park just barely edged out Inside Out, but they're both doing very well. Jurassic Park is going to be the highest grossing movie of the year. I think part of it was just timing. If you're asking me if it's a good movie, it's not. The CGI, the computer-generated images are terrific in it. I mean, they've had 22 years since the first one to really improve on it, and they certainly have. There's some, and you shouldn't take young kids to it. It's genuinely scary for young kids, including kids being picked up by miscellaneous T-Rexes and stuff. So don't take young kids to it. And as I said, the plot can really be summarized by Judy Greer saying to her kids, if something chases you, run. Unfortunately, it takes 2.5 hours to get that point across, but it does nevertheless. All righty. 855, and I'll tell you which movie I saw and whether it was a mistake or not, or whether you should see either of them, but we'll wait till tomorrow to do that. All right. So my computer is just, all right, day in history. It's National Social Media Day, which, as far as I'm concerned, is a day that shall live in infamy. In 1559, Henry II of France was mortally wounded in a jousting match against Gabriel Comte de Montgomery. Not a good idea. No jousting. And actually, I was reading something about jousting and the horses and armor, and it said that the notion that we have of, like, Renaissance fairs of the horses running at each other at great speed was completely inaccurate, that the horses were huge and were really built for endurance, not speed, because the dudes, when they were sitting on them in their armor, weighed huge amounts, and they had to be actually lifted up by a block and tackle. So much for historical accuracy. And you'll be glad to know, Manny, that today, in 1805, the Congress recognized the Michigan Territory. So there we go. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. We'll be right back.
at 855-99-DR-JOY.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 America, what will it take for you to finally recognize that we're facing a major financial problem today? How high does our debt have to go? How far do stock prices have to fall? How many more times must Congress raise the debt ceiling? How many more trillions does the Fed need to print out of thin air? How much bigger must the wealth gap between rich and poor get? How much longer does the Fed need to manipulate interest rates? Wake up, America. The facts are simple. We can't afford our debts, and we can't stop printing or borrowing money. So, we're going to see a massive monetary crisis like nothing in history. Don't believe government officials or mainstream media who tell you everything's okay. Get the facts. Go online to www.defendmymoney3.com. Learn how to protect yourself. Go to www.defendmymoney3.com. That's defendmymoney3.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
America. This is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, 855-993-7569. So nobody's freaked out. Every time something messes with the calendar, somebody decides it's going to be the end of the world. But apparently it's not. At least not so we know. We'll know tomorrow, about this time tomorrow. All right? Well, actually, 12 hours from now we'll know. So there you go. Not to worry, right? Time is kind of a river, and we kind of dam it up and put it in little little segments and say it's a minute or a second or an hour or it's a birthday or it's the 4th of July. But it's not really. It just flows, right? So it's one of the reasons I asked about time, just because I think Einstein was really correct. It's relative that if you're in the dentist's office, an hour is a very long time. If you're with your sweet babu, an hour maybe is just a blink of an eye. Right? So it really is very subjective. In 1860, the Oxford Evolution Debate at Oxford University Museum of Natural History takes place. I think that was the one about monkeys. Abraham Lincoln in 1864 grants Yosemite Valley to California for public use, resort, and recreation. Did we do the story? I don't think we did. I think we would have done it last week. So, Manny, you wouldn't. That they were talking about historic sites that you had to visit pretty quickly. I think we did do it last week. About historic sites that you had to visit because they were about to change them. One was the South Street Seaport, which is around here. But the South Street Seaport, even though it was picturesque, got wiped out in Sandy. And it had already turned into kind of a shopping mall. I mean, they had some tall ships over there, but they had Victoria's Secret, and they had a bunch of restaurants. But they also had some of the old buildings. But you could also see where the high water mark was on them, and understanding that that was an area that was always at risk for flooding and got wiped out. And it's now, apparently, a gambling consortium has bought it or something, and they're going to turn it into motels. I mean, it's right on the East River, so it's got great views. So, but, you know, that one hurts my heart less. They're talking about the Grand Canyon. They're talking about putting, like, a hotel in the Grand Canyon. I think that's a terrible idea. Hopefully people will rise up.
Yeah, I don't know.
Very bad idea.
I don't know about that. That does not seem like a very wise idea.
Oh, it sounds horrible.
Yeah.
Horrible. At any rate, so write to your congressman. I think we did do that story last week.
I mean, the Grand Canyon, for all intents and purposes, is like basically in the middle of nowhere. I mean,
absolutely.
There is somewhat of a, you know, set up there for people to go visit.
We can go camping. Yeah, you can
but
go camping.
Like, to put a hotel there is just, it's in the middle of nowhere. Like,
well, but that's what they're talking about, is a destination kind of place where you would go and you could stay there. Because I know for camping in the national parks, you usually have you have to make reservations for in advance. People just decide to show up and it's completely filled up because they're very careful about letting only certain amount of people be in there. It's not who you are. It's just sheer numbers.
I don't know if you can turn the Grand Canyon into a resort. You know?
That's one of the things.
That's what they're trying to do.
Yeah, they are. Well, they've done it in other places. There have been other sort of places that are in the middle of nowhere that they've turned into, I mean, cities in the desert. There actually was a proposal, as we covered last week, they said 11 historic sites that you should visit before they get changed, and that was one of them, one of the proposals.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, it's alarming, and especially when they show it, and then they superimpose what it's supposed to look like on top of it. I mean, it's really, there really needs, like, you know, as I said, I was in Central Park on Friday night for Shakespeare in the Park. And, I mean, you living in the city, especially this city, understanding how really brilliant it was of somebody to put aside that amount of land, Robert Moses, to put aside that amount of land so that people could just enjoy it, was just brilliant. And you do. I mean, you do walk around and you do the trees, and it's really a place apart. So it really would be a shame. And I can't, you know, I mean, there's Tavern on the Green in Central Park, but it's clear over at the edge, and it really doesn't impinge much on the park. And there's Belvedere Castle, but that's really for bird watching as much as anything else, and it's clear over on the edge as well. But the middle of the park is really, there's not really anything that goes on there. So one hopes that they will not do something like that, and hopefully we can start a hue and cry that says, no, no, no. That's, you know, that's, or Yosemite, any of them, just don't do it. We don't, you know, people can stay outside of it. In 1882, Charles Guiteau was hanged in D.C. for the assassination of U.S. President Garfield. That's a story you don't hear very much about.
Yeah.
Yeah. The first transcontinental railroad across Canada departed from Montreal on this day in 1886, and it arrived in Port Moody, British Columbia on July 4th. That's a pretty quick trip all the way across Canada. The Homestead Strike begins near Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 1892. That was a kind of bloody mess. In 1905, Albert Einstein published his article on the electrodynamics of moving bodies, in which he introduces special relativity. See? Who knew? I hadn't even read that and was talking about Einstein's theory. I swear to you, there's something kind of doo-doo-doo-doo. Warren G. Harding appoints William Howard Taft Chief Justice of the United States. I mean, if you had a choice between being Chief Justice of the Supreme Court and President, which would you choose?
Between President and Chief Justice?
Yeah.
Oh, I'd probably go Chief Justice.
Why?
Well, let's see. President, you probably only sleep, what, about 3-4 hours a night?
You mean I'm practicing to be president, yeah.
You're literally working 365 days a year, and half the country hates you.
Yeah, I mean, I would have picked the same thing for very different reasons. I just think it's more fun to be able to adjudicate than to sort of try. And I'm probably better at interpreting than making policy.
Yeah.
And all the flying that you'd have to do and all the kind of making nice you'd have to do. And if you're a justice, you don't basically have to do much of that. You don't have to really be very tactful.
I think both jobs would be difficult, but in their own way, and I'd probably.
They'd probably both be kind of fun. I mean, you probably get. You get to sort of you have access to everything if you're president, I guess.
I have the feeling if somebody said, "Manny, you could be president for a day," I'd say, "Okay, I'll try it out." And then,
oh sure.
When the day is over, I'm like, I don't want to do this anymore.
Yeah, I tend to agree with you. I get to be principal for a day. Usually once a year, and I think it's great fun for a day, but not. I'm sort of much better at kind of negotiating things than running things.
Yeah.
The Dominican Republic was the separation of the Dominican Republic as a separate entity was acknowledged in 1922 on this day. The world's first emergency phone number, which was not 911, it was 999, was introduced in London in 1937. Pretty modern. The Corvette rolled off the assembly line in 1953. All right, voting age to 18 in 1971, and the leap second in 1972 was added. So there you go. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it three times. Studies show you need to hear something three times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery. Grow your contact list and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one someone suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
America, what will it take for you to finally recognize that we're facing a major financial problem today? How high does our debt have to go? How far do stock prices have to fall? How many more times must Congress raise the debt ceiling? How many more trillions does the Fed need to print out of thin air? How much bigger must the wealth gap between rich and poor get? How much longer does the Fed need to manipulate interest rates? Wake up, America. The facts are simple. We can't afford our debts, and we can't stop printing or borrowing money. So, we're going to see a massive monetary crisis like nothing in history. Don't believe government officials or mainstream media who tell you everything's okay. Get the facts. Go online to www.defendmymoney3.com. Learn how to protect yourself. Go to www.defendmymoney3.com. That's defendmymoney3.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Talking about what really matters. Your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Thank you for taking my call.
Sure, what's in your mind, Alice?
My daughter is getting married in a few months.
Mm-hmm.
And
how old is your daughter?
She's 33.
Okay.
And she and her fiancé have both been on their own and have their own apartments and things. And she's talked to me about wedding presents, whether it was polite or etiquette to not to ask for gifts, but to encourage guests to give them money.
I think the word tacky does come to mind.
Okay.
I mean, first of all, any gift that you get, you can exchange and presumably
probably get a store credit or something, or you know, I mean, it's certainly not unusual to exchange a wedding gift. I've only been invited to one wedding that said contribute to our honeymoon fund, and I was offended by it. I think that people are allowed to do what they want to do,
okay.
And you know, if it's that the majority of people these days apparently do give money, but you can always exchange things. No, I think saying to people, I don't give a damn about your taste, just send me a check, I think it's kind of tacky.
Okay.
I think it's going to offend more people than it's going to influence. The people who are going to give money, you're going to give money anyway. The people who are thinking about buying something sentimental or a gift, I think are probably going to not come to the wedding. No, I wouldn't do it. I just think, look, the point is, it's like someone coming to the house and saying, look, instead of bringing me flowers or wine, why don't you bring a main dish? First of all, if they didn't offer, I'm not sure you should do it. And second of all, I think a gift is a gift. It's not a contract.
Okay.
So I would tell your daughter that you understand and that things can be exchanged. But I think saying to people, you know, we don't want your crummy gift. We just want your fabulous money. I think how would you feel if somebody sent you an invitation saying that?
I wouldn't mind.
Okay, well, good. Send them money then.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind. If I received an invitation like that, then I would send them money, yeah.
Well, but would you send money anyway? And certainly one of the things to do is to not be registered someplace.
And half and half. I mean, I understand that a lot of young people nowadays have their own place and they have...
Well, but again, I think people who are aware of that are going to do what they want to do anyway. And
so
again,
for myself, I would, you know, if I couldn't think of something good...
But that's not the same, Alice. I didn't say, would you send money? I said, if somebody said to you, I don't want a gift, I want you just to send money. I think it's perfectly okay to say, please don't, no gifts, please.
Mm-hmm.
But that, no gifts usually means don't do anything.
Right.
It doesn't mean no gifts, send money. It just means don't do anything. I wouldn't do it. I think it's tacky.
Okay.
But again, I'm not running the world, and I'm not gonna. I assume I'm not invited to your daughter's wedding. So
I
think
no,
you can do what you
I
do.
Would just. I like. I just like your opinion.
Okay. Well, I would say don't do it.
Okay.
I'd say that most people are probably gonna send money anyway. As I said, you can always exchange stuff, get a gift certificate, and use it any way you want. Michelle, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi, Dr. Joy.
What's on your? Whoops. Hi, Michelle. Yeah, well, that's okay. Those phones do that. Okay, what's on your mind?
My problem is that whenever my boyfriend and I have an argument, he says he ends up saying the meanest, ugliest things to me, and I am kind of fed up with this last argument. I haven't talked to him in a couple of days, but he's been calling me, and I've kind of been ignoring his calls. And I'm thinking about just ending the relationship.
Okay, what's the question to me?
The question is, I guess I'm trying to get some clarity on why a person does that.
Well, because he's angry, he's out of control. How old are you, Michelle?
I'm 43.
And how old is he?
He's 65.
How long have you been dating each other?
About 4 years.
Wow. Is this a recent phenomenon, or has it been all along?
You know, and I always, you know, he's very nice otherwise. You know, we do a lot. We go out and he buys things and stuff like that. So we have a good time. But whenever we argue, he just gets so ugly. And one thing that he said last time was, because I'm divorced, the one thing that he said last time that really hurt me was, I can see why your husband left you.
Whoa.
Are you raising your kids by yourself? And that kind of stuff is really...
Yeah, I think what I... Look, you have two choices here. You can certainly dump him, as far as I'm concerned. But before I say that, let me just give you kind of an over here. It sounds like he's always done this. You're just getting less tolerant of it. So whatever it is that he was bringing to the party is valued less. Because it sounds to me, if I had to guess, that his behavior hasn't changed very much, that your tolerance for his behavior has changed, which just doesn't mean that you can't tell him to take a hike. But it means that he's probably been doing this all along, and if you'd pulled the plug on it earlier, it probably would have made more sense, which isn't to chastise you. It's just to say he's gotten away with it for a long time. I think you have two options at this moment. One is to say to him, here's the deal. The next time
you say something that abusive in an argument, it's the last time. So, or you can dump him. I mean, but if you want to, you can give him one more chance that says, you're going to have to control your mouth, because I'm not willing to be in a situation where I'm always feeling defensive. That, you know, and those words once spoken can't be recalled, and they influence, they hurt my feelings, they make me feel that you don't value me, that you don't really like me very much. So you can tell him to take a hike if you want, or you can tell him that this is his last chance, or what you can do is explain to him why it's a problem and then let him sort it out. Let him say, I promise I won't do it again. And then you can say, okay, you got one more shot, but it's the last shot. The next time is the last time.
Yeah.
Okay. But I agree with you. I think it's you know, that all of us get angry, but part of what we teach our children is that you control your anger. It's okay to be angry.
Right.
But what you say is, look, I'm really angry with you, that we don't attack somebody. We explain why we're angry or why our feelings are hurt, but we don't attack somebody. Okay?
Hey, thank you.
You're welcome. Title, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Brown. Yeah, I'm calling from Jamaica, Kingston, you know?
You are, man.
Yeah.
Wow, Kingston, Jamaica. You probably have great weather there, huh?
Yeah, definitely. Sunny and nice, you know?
How warm is it?
Well, enough, you know, so, you know, we can't take it really hot. We're not fry, you know?
It's not, it is hot or it is not hot there?
No, it's all right. No,
yeah, Jamaica's pretty nice most times of the year. It's, well, actually, today we're having a heat wave. It's 34. Yesterday it was 13 with 25 mile an hour winds. So,
heat
so,
wave.
Yeah.
Whoa. Yeah. Are you talking to tidal wave? What a coincidence.
Well, yeah, are you getting tidal waves? Yeah, but yours is warm tidal waves. So, do you have a station down there? How do you listen? How do you get the program?
Well, I was on the internet yesterday, you know, and
cool.
Reading news, and I hear you online and thing, and
well, this
the program was interesting, you know?
Well, this is good, so you know now how to get a hold of me. You can call anytime you want, and...
Well, you know, it's nice to know that a Caribbean man can call and make the world feel nice, you know?
Absolutely.
Actually, I'm a singer also, you know?
Pardon me?
I'm a singer.
You're a singer?
Yeah.
Oh, you want to sort of lay something on me?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, go ahead.
Hunting, hunting, I'm going on the hunting, yay. Got to find food for the family, me no in a no joke thing, yay. When the first door is closed, the other will be on the ground, cause no one see when you're down.
Tidal, you've got a great voice.
Thanks.
What, did you write that?
Yeah, definitely.
So where do you sing?
Well, I sing all over, you know. I was living in Antigua once, about 4 or 5 years.
All right, I'll tell you what, the next time I'm in Jamaica, I'm going to look you up, because you got a great voice.
Definitely. When you're coming to Jamaica?
I don't know, soon. If it's up to me, I'm out of here today. Probably not today.
When you come to Jamaica, I'm going to take you around, you know.
Okay, cool.
Like a tour guide.
I'm so there. I love Jamaica.
Yeah, man, Jamaica nice, man.
Yeah,
I'm
cool.
Yeah, man, Jamaica nice, you know?
Absolutely.
For, right now?
Yeah.
The program?
Yeah.
It's a real nice program you have, you know?
Well, thank you. Listen, and you can download yourself. You'll be able to hear it on your iPod. Way cool, Tidal. I mean, think about a guy with that voice, that creativity, who's on the internet. You go, man. Thanks. That was kind of, don't you feel sunnier all of a sudden? You made all of us smile. Thanks. There is something about Jamaica and Jamaican music, and maybe even Jamaican men. Didn't they do a whole play about She Got or something or other back about a guy from Jamaica? I don't know. I think there is something, that whole issue about not only nature versus nurture, but nature or nurture versus climate. I mean, there actually have been studies that have shown that people who live in warmer climates tend to be more optimistic. And I suppose, conversely, the people who live where there's not much sunshine, remembering that our pituitary gland is basically, and our thyroid are basically photosensitive, right? That they're very much affected by sunshine, which is why some people have SAD, you know, seasonal affective disorder. So the idea of being a little sunlight helps. A little sunlight helps everybody. Just beware of your sunblock, all right? 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Good idea, good time to call me, 855-993-7569. All right, so Benny, should we do an email here? We're at the kind of the last segment of this, the first hour, so why don't we put in an email here, and then we'll start something next hour. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah, I hate to start something and then stop it and start it again, so.
All right. This email is from someone who wanted to remain anonymous,
okay.
Which is always perfectly fine.
Or just make up a name.
I say, Dr. Joy, I'm terrified to even tell this story, but I think people who are against background checks for guns needs to hear it. My brother will kill me or someone one day. I have no doubt. He is severely mentally ill and paranoid. He is on multiple heavy-duty medications. He has told stories frequently about sitting with his guns and staring out the window, thinking the person smoking a cigarette below him is watching him out to get him, etc. He has pulled guns on girlfriends. He has been arrested for such, but does not have a felony because he had it removed. He is certain that a revolution is coming. He blames me and my family and my mother for anything bad that has happened in his life. He owns an arsenal. I know because I helped him move once. He told me how he can buy pieces of assault weapons online. He buys guns at gun shows. He has bomb-making manuals. He was granted a gun dealer license. I have a security system. I sleep very little. The authorities are highly aware of him, but there's nothing we can do. I am sick just sending this to you, but I'd like people to understand how many dangerously ill people can get guns easily in our country. And not only that, they can get assault weapons with the ability to fire off hundreds of rounds a minute. I wish I could call, but I'm terrified that he would happen upon it. Please, Dr. Joy, use your visibility to tell our invisible story. Every time there is a shooting, my first thought is, where is he?
Wow. You know what I would do, kiddo? I would send a copy of that email that you sent me to the NRA to begin with. Because if anybody has a vested interest in helping, in making gun laws responsible, it is the NRA. And you may say at first blush, well, but they're the ones who are against background checks. But it's such a poignant story. And so I would send it, because what do you have to lose? I mean, if you can convince people, look, we have to assume one of two things about the NRA. We have to assume that either that they're really evil people or that they just have a very specific agenda. And so I'd rather assume the latter rather than the former. And if the latter is true, then what they want to do is make sure that people like your brother do not have access, because it gives everybody a bad name. So I would make a copy of that. You don't have to sign your name to it. You can put it anonymously, although you can put a, you know, maybe a, you know, I'm just trying to think what you could put on it that would maybe allow them to get in touch with you if they wanted to. But I think getting in touch with you is not really the issue, making them aware of the issue. So I would send it to the NRA. I would send it to the newspaper without your name on it. I would send it to the local police. I'm just trying to, it would be nice to know if your brother has a therapist. The issue about therapy gets very gray here, in that it used to be that, and one of the conundrums that was given in Psych 101 is if you were Hitler's therapist and he was telling you about Mein Kampf, about his plans to take over the world and eliminate Jews, would you have been able to do anything about it? And does professional ethics permit you to say something or not say something? And I think that most therapists have now gotten to the point where they feel that the confidentiality goes only so far. If they're going to harm themselves or someone else, that you have to get them out of harm's way. So, you know, I would sound the alarm as much as you can, but I would go to the NRA, because we have to assume that these are not unfeeling people. They just have a very specific focus on the need to bear weapons. But clearly, your brother should not have access to not only to weapons, but to an arsenal. And making bombs? I mean, the other thing I might do is get in touch, is send a letter to Homeland Security. Because if he's making bombs, in theory, he could be a terrorist threat. And if he's a terrorist threat, then presumably, as much as we deplore the fact that there has been an erosion of personal rights and privacy, this may be one of those times where that erosion may be life-saving. So what I would do is make a copy of that and send it to everybody you can think of. I'd send it to newspapers. I'd send it to the police department. I'd send it to the attorney general. I'd send it to the NRA. I would send it to Homeland Security. So at least it's on everybody's radar. So the idea being that, and that may be protective. In terms of you, I mean, it just scares me that, because he knows where you live, obviously, And it sounds like that he's not necessarily a bad person. He's a deranged person, that he cannot differentiate between his paranoid fantasies and reality, which means he's dangerous. And he would be dangerous under any circumstances, but given the fact that he's armed and sophisticated about weapons and bombs, I mean, it's just terrifying. So that's what I would do. I'm trying to think who else might be useful to you. You know, I think getting in touch with mental health professionals may not be the best way to go, because you can't. Well, actually, you know what? It just occurs to me, you need to investigate this. But in some states, if you think somebody is a danger, a real and present danger to themselves or other people, you can have them involuntarily committed for observation. And that may be something to think about. You need to find out what the law is in your state. But that may be something to look into as well. And then once he's part of the system, it may be a little easier to kind of, because you don't want other people dead, but you don't want him dead either. And it sounds like he is in desperate need of some help. And one of the issues about compliance and medication with people who are paranoid is they don't want to take medication because they figure someone's trying to poison them. And unfortunately, a lot of psychotropic medication has side effects before it's going to have positive effects. So, but the idea, the possibility of involuntary commitment may be something to look into. You need to find out what the laws are. And you can call the Attorney General's office. If you have a family lawyer, that may be something to do. But you can do all of this anonymously, without sort of raising your brother's suspicions. And I would say my gut says you need to get out of Dodge. You need to be away from him and your mom, because it sounds like your primary targets. And I don't want anything to happen to you either. And you may not be, a great actress. And one of the things about people who are deranged is that they tend to be overly sensitized to other people's cues and clues. So, I mean, he may, because real and imagined. But what I would do is sound as much of an alarm as you can, because even though it may be impinging on some of his rights, it also may be saving not only his life but other people's lives, or not only other people's lives but his life. So, I call me if you want to. Maybe you can get to a payphone or something. But I would let everyone know. I would send that letter out anonymously to everybody I can think of, including Homeland Security, the Attorney General, the newspapers, television, and the NRA. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203. 4203.